Welcome to the World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Our guest, Benny, is just chilling right now. The New Zealander is hanging out in her room, like a lot of us, waiting for the pandemic to end. She was supposed to be in the United States on tour celebrating her breakout moment, a viral smash single, Super Lonely, and the release of her debut album, Hey UX. Instead, she's being patient with the moment, knowing her time will come. And that's not hyperbole. Super Lonely, a song that gained attention because it went viral on TikTok, is an undeniable pop gem. But it's also one of a few hits Benny's had in her country. The album, Hey UX, which features appearances from Lily Allen and Grimes, showcases her ability to write serious songs about isolation and loneliness, but isn't afraid to be weird, like on Snail, where she imagines life as a snail. We will talk to the very down-to-earth 20-year-old in just a few minutes, but first a performance of the song Night Garden. It's Benny on the World Cafe.
Feels like someone's watching me. A man is out there in the trees. Think that's the reason I can sleep. I see him looking in my dreams. I stand and walk out of my room. Everything around me feels so still. I wonder if he'll jump right out, go for my face and hold me down. Will I see him? Will I not? I bet he has a hiding spot. I can't relax, if something sad. He must be out there. Watch out, walking through the garden at night. Things are best to the light. Can't see this man, he's out of sight. But he still remains in my mind. In the night, the garden, things about the creeping, they get into my dreams then. Even all my demons, I ask, is anybody out there? No reply comes to my ears. Must just be a little dear. Guess I won't try to sleep. There's no one here. Back into my bed I go. Covers right over my toes. Pillow goes over my head. I pray that I won't wake up dead. Oh, feels like someone's watching me. A man is out there in the trees. Think that's the reason I can sleep. I see him lurking in my dreams. In the night garden, things about the creeping, they get into my dreams then. Anybody out there? And I got it too. Got it through my dreams then.
That's Benny with a performance of Night Garden, recorded live for the World Cafe. You can find the album version on her debut record. It is called Hey UX. It is fantastic. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to the World Cafe. And joining us from New Zealand is Benny. Benny, it is so nice to meet. Welcome to the cafe.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. We've been starting off our chats with a general check-in because it's month 9 of this pandemic, maybe month 10, depending on when this airs. But you're a guest with an unusual circumstance. New Zealand is in a very different place than most countries in the world, with the numbers being very, very low there. Nonetheless, it's never hurts to ask, how are you doing?
I am doing all right, thank you. It's kind of like semi back to normal life here. Not really, but we can go to gigs, so I'm doing good, thank you.
I was going to say, I saw that. You were gigging. Like,
We're gigging, dude. It's crazy.
How surreal is that to sort of be able to do that? Because there are a lot of bands right now that are just dying to be in that circumstance.
I know. Yeah, it is pretty surreal. It's pretty crazy. I feel a bit guilty, like, talking about it, because it's like, it feels weird talking about it when not everyone can do it, but it does feel pretty special.
This is the World Cafe. We're talking to Benny. Her debut album is called Hey You X. Up next, we're going to hear a song that you perform that kicks off your new record. And I thought it was really bold. You know, when you start an album, you know, you get an impression from the first song and the first lyric. And the first line is, "Hope I don't die inside a plane. I'd like to die a better way." I love that kind of sort of confessional songwriting. What was on your mind when you actually first started writing the song?
I've been dealing with a lot of anxiety recently, like in the last couple of years. And I think that when I was writing this particular song, I was in a bit of a hole. And I think I was like kind of just like building up a bunch of stuff that I wanted to like vomit onto a page. And that's exactly what I did with Happened to Me. And it was really just like all of my fears that I was feeling at the time and, you know, being scared about dying and thinking about mental health and everything. And I just kind of like vented it all out into a little song.
Are you still afraid of planes and flying?
I'm not like terrified, but when I'm on the plane, I always think I could die in the air. Like, and if there was something to go wrong, I would be able to do nothing about it. So I don't know. But I'm also just a bit of like a fretter. So there we go.
Fair enough. Well, from one person with flight anxiety to another, I appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Let's hear it. This is Happened to Me. It's a performance recorded live for the World Cafe. It's Benny.
Hope I don't die inside a plane. I like to die a better way. And if I live to an old age, I would have seen everything change. I 'cause what if they happen to me?
On the World Cafe, that is Benny, a performance of Happened to Me, recorded live for the show. We're talking to Benny from New Zealand. I'm Kaleo here in Philadelphia as we are recording a home World Cafe. The new album is called Hey You X, which is out now. So Benny, your journey as a recording artist started, recorded-wise, on SoundCloud, huh? So what made you take the leap from going, all right, I'm writing these songs, I've got my garage band, I've got these tracks, I'm kind of putting it out there into the world?
Well, look, the SoundCloud posts were actually covers. So it wasn't actually till I had gotten into the studio, which was like, I don't know, like only a couple of months after posting like my first like cover onto SoundCloud. But I don't know, I feel like I kind of got into the studio and I had never like been in a studio working with a producer making my own music. So it was very weird for me, but I don't know why. It just felt like once I had a song that I really liked and it took a while to find my sound, I was like, release it. Like, I want to see, you know, what people think of this, and mainly for my friends, but just kind of keen to get it out there.
What do you think of those recordings today?
They're pretty bad. I like recorded, I like did some acoustic guitar playing and I'm really not good at guitar. And I like recorded it into like my old Apple headphone microphone because I didn't have anything to plug into my computer. So it's really, really terribly recorded.
Well, the good news is we have it here and we're going to play it. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You actually just freaked me out.
No.
I've made them all private. No one can get them.
No one can find them. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Mm. Deep, deep, dark secrets. Very, very deep in the closet. That's good.
Yeah.
We're talking to Benny. Her debut album is Hey UX. This is the World Cafe. So the first sort of songs that you sort of did put out on SoundCloud got the attention of a producer and collaborator of yours, Josh Fountain. Mm-hmm. Did you know who he was when he first reached out to you?
No, I actually didn't. I knew Paul McKessa, who's my manager. Mm-hmm. He was a family friend and he worked with him really closely. But no, I had no idea who Josh was.
What did he say to you? What was his pitch to you?
It was kind of like Paul, I think Paul had kind of like mentioned it and been like, oh yeah, Josh thinks this is really cool. And it was kind of the two of them being like, do you want to come into the studio and try something? And I was like, yes, I do. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So what was like a big surprise for you sonically and like in the studio that really like that you were pleased with on this album? Was there a song in particular that was like, wow, this is magic?
I think Sheesh, because I was joking around to Josh, like I want a drum bass song or like an EDM song in the album. And this was a song that, you know, I literally went into the studio and was like, it's time to do the crazy dance song. And we were just like, I don't know, super keen. And it was very new for both of us. Neither of us had ever kind of made music like that before, but it was just, I don't know, it was really fun. And then it like ended up being sick and then Grimes went on it. And I was like, well, happy gal, peace out. My work here's done.
It's pretty cool. To give people an idea of the song, let's play a little bit of Sheesh from the album Hey UX. It's Benny here on The Cafe. Just nice to say, featuring Grimes, it's Benny here on the World Cafe. That's from her debut album, Hey UX. So you said, and I got Grimes on the track, which for a debut album, like, that's pretty cool. How do you know how that sort of came up? Was it just label sort of idea, or was it somebody reaching out? Tell us.
It was Sony ITV, who I have recently signed with.
Congrats.
And yeah, thank you very much. No, yeah, I didn't even think of her because honestly, I was not like, I love her. I'm a huge fan. I did not think that she would ever want to feature in a Benny song. So I was like, when they suggested her and they were like, no, she's into your work. And I like, I don't know. I just flipped out. I freaked out.
It's always flattering when someone you admire wants to work with you. We're talking to Benny here on The World Cafe. My name is Kaleo. So, Super Lonely, the song of the summer, the song of quarantine, racking up, let me get this right, let me pull up Spotify here, 500 million spins, over 100 million plays on YouTube, and it's approaching infinity on TikTok. So this song sort of comes out and, you know, you've had success in New Zealand with your songs, but at a certain point, this song goes supernova. Do you know exactly who the person or what the moment was that made it sort of start singing on TikTok, which is where it really caught fire?
Yes, I do. Her name is Zoe Fish. Yeah, it's Zoe Fish. She reached out to me as well and like messaged me saying that she did a video and I was like, wow, that's so cute. And then she messaged me again like after it had blown up and I was like, thanks, like, what the heck? This is wild, dude. I did not expect. I didn't really know all that much about TikTok or, you know, I mean, someone had told me about, like, Lil Nas X, like, blowing up on it. But, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when I realized what, like, she had actually done, like, for me, I was like, this is insane. Like, neither of us, like, she didn't post it expecting it to do anything. And I don't know, I didn't really know what the video was about. But, hey. We were both pleasantly surprised.
I should say so. And for our audience, you know, TikTok is a micro blogging service where it's videos. And generally, there's a lot of memes and a lot of dancing involved with this. And there was dancing involved with this one. And there are tens of thousands of TikTok videos of people doing this dance that I dare not try to even explain or emulate. Mm-mm. Because this is not a gimmick. This is an actual dance.
You actually have to see me be able to dance, I reckon. Like, I can't do it, and I'm unco, and just, it's not a vibe. But, hey.
Well, maybe one day for charity. No, I'm just kidding. No. Let's spend some time with this gargantuan chart topper. Let's hang out. It's Benny, recorded live for The World Cafe. It's Super Lonely.
Just a loser, shouldn't be with ya. Guess I'm a quitter, but I'm just thinking about where I should have been. No, I be lonely.
Cafe, that's Benny with a recording, a performance recorded live for the World Cafe, Super Lonely. Benny's debut album is called Hey UX, and the band sounds fantastic. Tell us who's playing with you today.
I have Felix on the drums, I have Dylan on the bass, and I have Tiare on the guitar, and they're all my best friends.
How long have you been playing with them?
We've been playing together now since like 2018, like the start of 2018, but I've been friends with Tia since I was a baby. So it's like, we also played in another band called Dollhaven when we were like 12. So
that's nice to have, like, it's, you know, I can imagine sometimes when you sort of sign a record deal and they're like, here are these people that you're going to play with, and you kind of get separated from the people that came with you. These are the folks who've been playing with you from the beginning, huh?
Awesome. It's funny. I actually get some like hate comments on like how people are like, stupid session musician band. And I'm like, actually, no, they're not. No, they are not.
So on Colbert, were they with the band that was playing on Colbert and stuff like that?
Everywhere.
That is beautiful. Talking to Benny here on the World Cafe. One of the coolest things that I've discovered that you've gotten into recently is outside of the realm of being a musician and being a label head, as in starting your own record label.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that. How did that come up? Where was the genesis for that idea?
Well, I have been like joking about it. I joked about it. And it always starts with me joking about something, because it was like me joking about making a drum and bass song and then it happening. But, you know, I like was joking around with my manager like a year ago and was like, imagine if I started a record label. And then I don't know, like at the start of this year, end of last year, I was kind of like, I love finding new artists and telling everyone about them. Why don't I put together a team of people who can like do exactly that, but, you know, give them more support and more opportunities and give them producers to work with and stuff. And I feel like that's exactly what I'm doing. And I feel like, you know, I'm working with this woman called Trieste and a friend of mine called Poppy, who also has managed me. And it's just a cool lady team. And we've signed one guy called Miroki, who's really sick. And yeah, I think it's just finding like really cool acts who might not have been able to get, you know, that kind of attention if we hadn't told everyone about them, you know?
Yeah. Well, and Meraki is on your debut album too. And let's play some Meraki, your first signing. Is there a track that you dig that you think people should hear?
For Better or Worse is brilliant.
Let's play a little bit of it right now on the World Cafe.
I don't know where I am. All I know is I love you, but you're with another man. Oh, yeah.
Better or Worse, that's Meraki here on World Cafe, signed to our guest's record label. Not bad. Not bad at all for not even 20 years old, right? And you got your own record label.
20 years old.
Yes. It's Benny here on the World Cafe. The last song you're playing for us is the song that closes out the album, See You.
Yeah.
What's the story behind See You?
See You, the song I wrote kind of around the start of the year, this year. And I feel like I kind of had come back from this music festival in New Zealand called 121, which is like a techno-y kind of festival. And I don't know, I feel like I kind of like, it was a really, really odd time because it was like COVID was being talked about in other parts of the world. And then all of a sudden, as soon as we get home from the festival, it's like we're going into a lockdown, like a serious lockdown, like it's here. And I was like, what the heck is this crazy? I can't remember if it was like before we went into lockdown or if it was straight after that first lockdown that I went into the studio, but I wanted to like make up a story. And I think I kind of just like wrote this like story about like a lover and I at like a beach house and me having to, I have to leave because I have to go back and work and go back to real life, even though I'd like to stay there because it's like, who wouldn't want to live by the beach and chill out forever? But yeah, I feel like it was kind of a made up little story because nothing was actually going on, you know?
It's okay. Not every story has to be autobiographical. It does.
I know. But yeah, it was a fun one to write.
Cool. Well, we're going to hear it right now. Thanks for playing it for us. This is Benny here on the World Cafe with CU.
The sun is up everywhere, it seems. I can't get that stuff off my feet. You say something that makes me love for a second. Thought you had my heart. The dewy mystic cools my lips. We jump is good for days like this. I know that we both want it. If I could stay, you know I would. But I could hear deep in the woods. But we know that it won't last long. It feels so good to have someone. I'll see you, I'll catch you out. I'll see you, I have to be somewhere else. In the shadow of a tree, falling on the leaves, so peacefully we lie, watching stars as they shoot by. As the waves roll out, I stay at your house. You roll your curtains down, bliss surrounds us now. If I could stay, you know I would. I like it here, deep in the woods. But we know that it won't last long. It feels so good to have someone. I'll see you, I'll catch you round. I'll see you, I have to be somewhere else.
It's Benny with a performance of See You, recorded live for the World Cafe. The debut album is called Hey UX. Benny, this was a blast. I'm so glad we had the chance to meet and talk, and congrats on the new album.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for letting me do it.
That's Benny. We'll be back in a moment on the World Cafe.